Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 385. Visible translated text is as follows. Next to the ladies' closet, they are a lot of different things. Mineral paints, barrels, etc. All sorts of things. That's part of the metal room where they are kept. I swept clear up to the doors of the toilets and clear up to the paint shop. It wasn't my duty to sweep where the machines are and where Mary worked, but I did sweep there anyhow. I have done that several times before. There were paint spots in several different places up there when I swept up Friday. These blood spots were right in front of the ladies' dressing room. They led right up to the door. Mrs. George W. Jefferson, sworn for the state. I work at the National Pencil Company. We saw blood on the second floor in front of the girls' dressing room on Monday. It was about as big as a fan, and something white was over it. I didn't see that blood there Friday. Yes, there are cords in the polishing room, used to tie pencils with. They are hung up on a post in the polishing room. The spots were dark red in color. These cords are taken off the pencils and we throw them on a nail. We don't untie the knots. This loop right here is in all of the cords. I work in the polishing room, polishing lead pencils. I have been working there 5 years. We use paint in there, maroon red, red line, and bright red. Of course you can tell the bright red from maroon red and the red line from maroon red. That spot that I saw was not one of these three paints. Cross-examination. Mr. Barrett and I discovered that spot there together. Yes, that is a dirty, greasy floor. You can see grease, but you don't see anything red on the floor, not in the metal room. You do in the polishing room. The paints don't come from the metal room. They are kept back in the other room. We carry the